the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is money that's used to keep the Great Lakes clean and to make them even cleaner. It's used for clean up toxic sites, for example, across the lakes. It's used to deal with invasive species, keep them out from damaging the ecosystem, as well as watersheds to make sure the water flowing in to the Great Lakes is as clean as possible. It is money we've been able to secure here in the Congress over the last few years. It's authorized at $300 million a year. And if you look at where that money's been spent, I've been able to travel all across the state of Michigan and see incredible projects that are moving forward with those funds, and we want to keep that. And I was able, though, to get an increase on that by $9 million. The reason that is significant, two reasons. One, obviously, $9 million more for cleanup of the Great Lakes is good. But it's also the first time Congress here in Washington has actually appropriated more money than was authorized. And that's how, with the work that I've done, I worked across the aisle and bringing senators from all across the country to realize that the Great Lakes are an important resource, not just for Michigan, but really for the entire country. And we're actually now appropriating more money than was authorized. And that'll set up the ability for me to get more money in the years ahead. I think this is very encouraging, and how folks around the country now see the Great Lakes as being so important.
Yeah, I think that that is a good thing for us to see here, especially in Michigan, especially as we are surrounded by them. And it's interesting to see the bipartisan level of support that you were able to get for that. One of the things I also know that you're working on has to do with this. We've been talking about this now for a while, PFAS chemicals. And you have a bill to protect firefighters that you've been working on with that, because that's where these chemicals, and it's policy. Polyfluorochloral, you know, it's a long name. We call it PFAS. Right. But this is a lot of times firefighters and those types of personnel encountered it because these chemicals were in those firefighting materials. Tell me about your legislation.
You're right. And of course, this chemical is in all sorts of things. It's in stain resistance materials, water resistance. It's on Teflon pans so your eggs don't stick. But it is a forever chemical. It has serious health effects. We have 200 confirmed contaminated sites in Michigan, and that's out of 700 in the country. So we've got a big chunk of them. And one way this PFAS gets into the environment and damages people's health is in firefighting foam. It's used by the Department of Defense. It's a big reason why we have such a contaminated area in the Alpena area around, Oscoda, around the Wordsmith Air Force Base. And so we've got to get this out. The best way to protect human health and to protect the environment is not to use the stuff in the first place. If I have legislation that's passed and we were able to get it unanimously, again, in a bipartisan way through the Senate, to get it out of firefighting foam. So firefighters, of course, who use this stuff are exposed to very large levels of it. And that is, we have to protect them and protect the environment. And we're certainly pleased that we've been able to move this forward.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters on the program today. And one other piece of legislation you're working on with has also bipartisan support had to do with agricultural inspectors. Now, this is something that probably maybe isn't as politically sexy as some other topics out there, but agricultural inspectors in particular, this is for food safety and those types of things along the border, America's airports, seaports. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, it is. And, you know, while I'm the ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee here in Washington, so that makes me, I have border security is top of mind constantly. And agricultural inspectors, you're right, have a very important job. They protect health from products that are coming in from overseas that should not come in, but also try to stop the pests that hitch a ride on some of these products and then can have an absolutely devastating impact on our agricultural industry if some of these pests get in. So we are short of agricultural inspectors by nearly 1,000. My legislation will allow us to start hiring more ag inspectors to keep our borders secure. And just as importantly as those ag inspectors, it also increases the number of canine teams. These highly trained dogs are amazing, their ability to screen cargo and material coming in from the border and pick it out.